From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is dancer Brendan Chan. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Brendan is performing in this little musical that you've probably never heard of called Hamilton. But right now, we're going to hear his recommendations for three arts events happening this weekend in the Bay Area.
All right.
First up is Cora, a dance in digital and physical space, and that's happening at the ODC Theater in San Francisco. And this performance explores how we inhabit both digital and physical space at the same time. And it looks at our complex relationship with technology. So and they're doing something really cool. They're introducing motion sensor technology to basically translate the dancer's movement into sound. So they're doing some really...
We're definitely in San Francisco, where tech is being incorporated into everything.
Yes, which is why I thought this was a great pick. So why did you pick this one?
Yeah, well, every dancer in San Francisco knows, you know, the studios you can go to take classes. I think pretty much anyone, you know, especially doing hip hop here, would know ODC is kind of one of the household names to take classes in. And so it's nice that, you know, I haven't been here in about 10 years, but coming back, I see that they're still, you know, going strong, still putting out performances.
And it's produced by Driven Arts Collective, and that's a Bay Area-based international team of dancers, makers, visual artists, musicians, engineers. So it's interesting that you said, like, this is such a tech, it's a blend of tech and art, which is what the Bay Area has become.
Very much so. I did not realize that until I came back.
That's Cora, a dance in digital and physical space happening at the ODC Theater in San Francisco this weekend. Your next pick is a classic and my favorite ride at Disneyland, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ba,
and
ba, da, ba.
I'm going to be cheesy here for a second. Hollywood heartthrob Harrison Ford plays archaeologist Indiana Jones, who is racing to locate the magical Ark of the Covenant before the Nazis reach it and use its power to take over the world. And this is the first Indiana Jones film that debuted back in 1981, but you can see it on the big screen this weekend at the Clay Theater in San Francisco. Shout out to writer-producer George Lucas. I take it you're an Indiana Jones fan.
Oh, yeah. I actually just went to the Lucasfilm ILM facility over in Presidio just recently.
Oh,
all
wow.
The Hamilton cast came there for a tour. So I got to see all, you know, how a lot of the effects were made. And back in the, you know, in the 80s, they had to be a lot more creative, that's for sure.
No, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it still looks fantastic. That's the thing.
Yeah.
This movie has stood the test of time. And if you're going to watch it, you can watch it, you know, streaming somewhere on your computer or on your TV at home. If you get to see it on the big screen again, you know that everyone around you is going to be the biggest fans, right?
Right.
That is the most fun way to enjoy a good movie, is to, you know, watch it with an audience. Everyone goes, oh, man, I'll remember this. Oh, it's so good. Oh,
and to actually kind of take yourself back to the 80s. Like,
yeah,
just
don't waste that chance to see it on the big screen again.
That's Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and is playing at the Landmark Clay Theater in San Francisco this weekend. And the adventure continues with your last pick, which is the free outdoor movie night, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And the movie is about a high school kid named Miles Morales who becomes Spider-Man, and this is in another universe. This is part of a series from Sundown Cinema, Film Night in the Park, and it's happening this Friday in Union Square. I can't even imagine watching a film in Union Square. That must be just really spectacular. Have you seen Spider-Man?
Okay, Marvel nerds, let's get down to business. You've seen this movie, and you know it's on Netflix now, but if you saw it in theaters...
It's
on the big screen. You know, it's the only way to watch.
Especially with the way the artistry is in this film and the pace that it moves at. This, the animation to me is very unique. And so I wouldn't want to watch it on a small screen. I prefer to watch it on a large screen.
No, it's amazing. It looks exactly like what a moving, you know, comic book panel would be.
Yes.
You know, and a mixture of just, you know, great music and
great the soundtrack
acting,
great is
storytelling,
awesome. Yeah.
And it's great action too. Oh, and just little pop-up bubbles of pow, slam, boom.
Yeah.
You know? Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
That's Sundown Cinema's Film Night in the Park screening of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You can learn more at sf.funcheap.com. Everyone cheering a crowd, but I'm still way up, I'm over the cloud.
folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor.
I've been speaking with dancer Brendan Chan. Catch him lighting up the Hamilton stage at the Orpheum Theater, running now through 2020. For more details on that or any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fuda, and I'm Janae Darden.
Daddy said to be home by sundown. Daddy doesn't need to know. Daddy said not to go downtown. Like I said, you're free to go.